honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis. My wonderful co-host Andrea is off today. Andrea, I hope you're having a great day. One of the things that really changed my life many years ago was something called bioenergetic therapy. I am very big into mind-body therapy, so was I excited when I found out about the wonderful Dr. Anu. She is a physical therapist, and she is an empath and mind and body therapist as well. And we're going to talk about this revolutionary thing that you can do to feel better. Hi, Dr. Anu.
Hi, Lisa. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
I am so excited to have you on the show. I love this topic. I had no idea that I was carrying so much of the tension that I was carrying was because of past wounds, emotional wounds we're talking, right? Not just physical wounds here. Let's dive into this and tell us about how the mind-body therapy works.
Absolutely. That is so crucial that you noticed that you experienced it as well. I think that we all do on some level. It's just that some people are conscious of it and some people are not. I myself noticed that my pains in my body were due to my emotions. And I'm not saying that every single person in the world is like that, but I do think that there is some degree of that to every single body. So working in a physical therapy office, it's nice to introduce that opening and that seed and ask people about their life and how life is going and how their relationships are going and what they're truly holding, rather than just looking at it as a muscle, tendon, nerve, joint relationship.
That is so key, and I think that needs to happen in more physical therapy places. I mean, I adore the physical therapist that I go to where I live, Dr. Mike. He's great. He's also a chiropractor, and he's helped me immensely.
Oh, nice.
But I think to incorporate what you're talking about makes so much sense. Now, the people have to be willing to do that, correct? Because it can
Absolutely.
Be a very emotional process.
Yes, and I'm so glad you mentioned that, because that's my one thing. When people ask, what are the types of people that are appropriate? I feel like anyone who's open and anyone who's willing is appropriate. That's my one criteria, is that you're willing to see where it goes, you're willing to entertain the conversation, and you're willing to release what you're holding.
Yes, and that can turn into crying, and you might feel embarrassed, but I think I'm a big believer in letting it out and crying.
Absolutely.
Let's jump into Dr. Anu, though. How do you actually get them to that state? Give us an example. I come to see you. I have a lot of tightness in my body, and my IT bands are bugging me, and you say, okay, we're going to use breath work, meditation, we're going to do manual therapy. What else happens?
It really starts as soon as you walk in the room, that's where the empath part of it comes in. It's just an automatic sense. I wish I can explain exactly how it works, but as soon as someone walks in, I feel what they're feeling. So I'll ask them,
wow,
have you been feeling sad lately? And you would not believe immediately the tears start coming. So I have boxes and boxes of tissues. I think crying is a great thing. That in and of itself, when they get that cry out, it actually starts to unwind the muscle. Because when you think about it, when you're holding something or some kind of emotion, whether it's in the hip or in the neck, and as soon as you let go of that emotion in a safe space, the muscles themselves just start to relax. So if you were to walk in, it would depend on, you know, what I'm feeling from you, how open I feel like you are. I might just say, like, well, have you been standing on that hip for, you know, most of the day? Do you tend to lean on it one side from the other? Or do you tend to sit on one side? Like, if I feel like you're not as open, and then go from mm-hmm. there. Or I'll say, you know, have you been working too hard? Do you need to take a break? And just kind of get to what I feel like the underlying thought is that continually makes you go into that posture where you do tighten.
When I did bioenergetic therapy, what it was you actually would be talking about, like in regular talk therapy, but then you'd be utilizing exercises that were kind of uncomfortable, and it kind of helped get you into a place where
yes.
the physical discomfort, excuse me, kind of helped you get into the emotional discomfort. And I literally, like with the relaxing of the tissues, there was a time where I cried so hard, I couldn't even stand up. It was about my mother because she died 19 years ago now. And I had dealt with it, but I hadn't really cried that much, or I thought I had dealt with it. To me, you never get over it. You just kind of get used to living without that person. And it was so powerful. And I felt a million pounds lighter after that.
That's amazing. I'm so happy for you that you were able to move into that space and then release that. Grief is definitely a challenging one. Now, I don't want to put it that way. It's not that it's challenging. It's just that it takes years for the emotions to actually evolve. And that's one thing that I'll always say is, you know, 19 years ago, you may have lost your mom, but the emotions around it continuously evolve if you continuously give yourself space to just feel what you're feeling. So it doesn't mean that you're holding a deep sadness for 19 years. It could be from one moment to the next. It can be you're feeling good about where she is and you feel like she's still part of your heart and you're still connected. And then you could walk by, you know, Christmas lights and remember this really nice memory, you know, putting up Christmas lights as a child. And it triggers all these subconscious emotions that are, you know, waiting to be released or addressed. So,
oh, I bet.
Right? So there's always,
I feel
like that subconscious part of it is really the part that, again, it's not in our awareness. It's underneath. And there's so many things that you can see or look at or even just an image or a color or a simple shape where it automatically reminds you of something and then it takes you somewhere. So it's a continuous process. And it doesn't ever come to the point where you're like, okay, I'm done with this and I'm clear and it's never going to happen again. That would be nice. I would love that.
That would be nice. Now, do you ever feel like some trauma is too much where, for example, if somebody had been abused as a child, regardless of the type of abuse, if there's some like really heavy things, would you say you need, would you have them see a psychologist or maybe a mind-body psychologist? How does that work? Have you been in that situation?
Absolutely. And I have to say, it's actually kind of surprising as to how often that actually does happen. It depends on the person's safety feeling, the safety level of what they're willing to release and what they feel comfortable. And if I feel like this requires additional support, you know, it would be best that's when I tend to refer out. If I feel like they're not able to or safe, or I feel like it's not really appropriate for me to be working with it, I'll refer out to either a psychotherapist or a psychologist or someone in the cognitive behavioral world when their mind hasn't wrapped around it. Because remember, there's a lot of touch involved in manual therapy or physical therapy. So you don't even realize sometimes, like if you just gently touch the knee and all of a sudden it sparks this memory of, oh, you know, my uncle hit me in the knee when I was misbehaving with a bat or something. So right? So you don't even know why you're touching someone there, but you know there's something there to be released. So if they're feeling safe enough to release it from their tissues, because it's not just in the mind, it's in the body as well, it's stored in your body parts. So that's where I feel like, okay, just keep breathing through it and breathe through the emotions and let's see how it turns out. And it's so case dependent on whether it's enough for them or if they need additional support, but I'm not afraid to ask, which is a good thing.
Dr. Anu, I adore you. You've got to come back.
Oh, likewise.
I apologize.
I'd love to be
I think
here.
A frog jumped in my throat somehow. How do we learn more about you?
You can go to www.shift-pt.com and come on in for a session. We'd be happy to treat you.
Oh,
any kind of like-minded person, we'd be happy to.
I can't wait. Well, I'm Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD and @NaturallySavvy. Thanks for listening and stay well.